This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Both the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha have been adjourned for the day on the opening day of the winter session of Parliament today. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned till tomorrow after completing scheduled business for the day. Earlier conducting the proceedings of the upper house as the chairman for the first time, Mr. C.P. Radhakrishnan urged members of Parliament to uphold the constitution and follow established norms, emphasizing the Lakshman Rekha of parliamentary conduct.
Every parliamentary device we use with sincerity becomes a step towards justice, equality and human dignity. Let us commit ourselves to ensuring that our actions inside this house reflect the aspirations of every farmer, every worker, every street vendor, every woman and youth, and the poorest of the poor who look at the parliament with a lot of hopes.
Welcoming Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan on the first day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, Mr. Radhakrishnan's rise from an ordinary background to the Vice Presidency reflects the true strength of the country's democracy.
हमारे सभापति जी एक किसान परिवार से निकले हैं और पूरा जीवन समाज सेवा के लिए समर्पित किया है. समाज सेवा ये उनकी निरंतरता रही है. राजनीतिक क्षेत्र उसका एक पहलू रहा, लेकिन समाज के प्रति समर्पित होकर के जितना कुछ अपने युवा काल से लेकर अब तक वो करते आए हैं, करते रहे हैं, वो हम सभी समाज सेवा के प्रति रुचि रखने वाले लोगों के लिए एक प्रेरणा है, एक मार्गदर्शन है.
Leaders of different political parties also welcomed Mr. Radhakrishnan on assuming the chair. Meanwhile, the Lok Sabha witnessed multiple adjournments amid uproar by opposition parties on various issues, including special intensive revision of electoral rolls in several states and union territories. Amidst the opposition ruckus, the Lok Sabha passed the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Second Amendment Bill 2025 with voice vote. Over 17 crore rupees have been approved under Pradhan Mantri Janjatiya Unnat Gram Abhiyan to provide funding support for development and renovation of tribal homestays and village community requirements. Tourism and Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat informed this in a written reply to a question in the Lok Sabha today. The central government has approved the scheme for the Prime Minister's Award for Excellence in Public Administration 2025. The Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions said that the awards aim to recognize the contribution of civil servants across the country. It added that the PM's awards will consist of a trophy, scroll and an incentive of 20 lakh rupees to be utilized for implementation of projects for bridging resource gaps in any area of public welfare. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today on his social media platform shared an article written by Union Minister Annapurna Devi on how Nari Shakti is at the heart of India's future. Responding to a post by Ms. Devi, the Prime Minister said, from helplines to social security hubs, under Mission Shakti, the government is ensuring dignity and opportunity for women. The total gross goods and services tax, GST, collections grew 0.7% to over 1.70 lakh crore rupees last month as compared to the same month the previous year. The total gross GST revenue was 1.69 lakh crore rupees in the same month last year. The central GST collection in October stood at 34,843 crore rupees and state GST is at 42,522 crore rupees. India's industrial production growth as measured by the Index of Industrial Production IIP rose 0.4% in October, easing sharply from 4.6% in September. The slow growth in the month could be attributed to less number of working days because of a number of festivals in the month. The Unified Payments Interface UPI witnessed growth of 32% transactions count year on year, crossing over 19 billion transactions in the month of November, along with registering 22% annual growth in transactions. Data released by the National Payments Corporation of India, NPCI, has showed average daily transaction amount in November stood at 87,721 crore rupees. In hockey, India will kickstart the campaign at the Women's FIH Junior World Cup against Namibia at Santiago, Chile this evening. The match is expected to start at 7:45 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.